of the poppy wasn't what people went to war for. It was a symbol that were that arose from the fields that people fought in the First World War. And all the poppy is to symbolise, it's a threefold thing, it's to symbolise all those men and women who fought for their country against those people who would oppress other people from the beginning of last century. You know, it's not to remember all of those people who served in every conflict that we've ever been involved in, because there was times when we had a less than proud history because we did invade countries. But in the last 120, 130 years, you know, Britain has been involved in freeing other people from the oppression and the yoke of tyranny that other people would force upon them. And that's all it's about. That's really all it's about. But the poppy is not just a symbol of that. It's also a way of raising money for those people now who are so broken and damaged that they need support, and the British Legion provide an awful lot of that type of support. And that's the reason for wearing the poppy.
As someone who fought for this country and sustained significant injuries in combat for this country, if you see a newscaster without a poppy, if you see a presenter without a poppy, if you see someone on the telly in a talk show without a poppy, how do you feel?
I do wonder why they're not wearing it, but I don't feel offended. As you quite rightly pointed out, in your sort of your sort of rant in a little way.
That wasn't a rant, you know me. That was an introduction, Simon. Come on, that was teeing it up.
It's people's freedom of choice, you know. The whole point of the British Armed Forces now is to allow people to have democracy, have a freedom of thought, to be able to do what they want to do. But there's a lot of people in the world who want to deny people that. You know, you've only got to look at Sharia law that denies people freedom of thought. You have to obey a strict regimen. And the whole thing about the poppy is that it is a part. It's a part of a remembrance. But it's a fundraising tool. It's a fundraising badge. And there are an awful lot of fundraising badges that you see out there for wonderful causes.
Indeed.
Just look at the daffodil.
Yep.
You know, that's been taken and used by Marie Curie, and quite rightly so.